More than 30 million dead, wounded or missing during World War I, the exact number of lives lost through the horror of trench warfare and the world's first poisoned gas attacks, uncertain. Around the Flemish town of Ypres, hundreds of thousands of men died. The town was rebuilt and many of those soldiers are still here, or buried where they fell. 90 years later, industrial development threatens to swallow up the remains of the war. Now an effort is underway to protect the town's World War I heritage and its important economic role through tourism. Pete Heelens, the coordinator of the Flanders Fields Museum, is searching for a way to protect that heritage from development.
We have to know exactly where the boundaries is going to be of farming land, new developments as far as industry goes or building in general. Because the very small area we're talking of is just that semicircle standing around the town of Ypres itself is of such historic interest that we should try and defend it with all means.
In nearby Zaren, a team of archaeologists have conducted trial excavations of the industrial zone and are analysing artefacts brought to this depot. Chief archaeologist Mark de Wilder says the war often lies intact beneath the first 60 centimetres of soil.
It was immediately very clear that the heritage, what was left of that war, what was left in the ground, was very very large. So the conclusion was that if one was to build something over there, that there would be an enormous destruction.
Historians explain Ypres' rapid industrial development by pointing to the psychological impact of war. Pete Heelens says the inhabitants of Ypres were especially keen to move on with their lives, having lost so much.
The whole of the region here has had an immense blow with that war and was thrown back miles in comparison to other regions that didn't had that experience. And every single road that was built, every single factory that went up, was actually the final victory over that war.
Belgium's high population density and pressure from industrial development make the work of amateur archaeologists like the diggers invaluable. Digger Patrick Van Zeele says the Yorkshire Trench was discovered in the nick of time.
The whole battlefield is now in the industrial zone. 20 years ago it was, you can see no buildings here. Only shells here everywhere. Now it's too late, eh? I'm glad that there's here now a little monument.
With a 100-year anniversary in 2014, interest in World War I continues to grow. And the economic benefits brought by the 330,000 visitors to Ypres last year has given the modern defenders of these battlefields added ammunition. Nina Mrepots for VOA News, Ypres, Belgium.